This is the second talk in our collection of talks. This is how we fight our battles, because we find ourselves in a brand new territory here. And I want to introduce to you someone called Peter. I want you to turn to the book of Acts chapter 1 with me. If you don't have a Bible on you or on your device or on your hand, then if you look on the screen, you'll see the Bible tab that we've put there for you. So find where it is, the book of Acts chapter 1. As you do that, let me tell you about Peter. Peter was an illiterate guy, couldn't read, couldn't write. He was a fisherman and a teenager, and right at the bottom of the social scale, like right at the bottom of the economy, right there with sort of homeless people and lepers, and he was really just a nobody, okay? He just blended in all his life until one moment when Jesus walks by and says, "Hey, Pete, I see something in you. Follow me and I'll show you the way of life." Peter was chosen. And I love it, the fact that we're all a little bit like Peter. We're not the biggest, we're not the strongest, we're not the bravest, we're not the smartest, but yet Jesus loves us nonetheless. His measurement is different to the world. He loves us because we are his children. So Peter follows Jesus, learns from him, listens to him, watches him heal, bless, teach. I mean, this guy literally transformed any community he went into. And Peter ends up falling in love with the kingdom that Jesus is talking about, this kingdom of hope and grace. And that led him to a place where he watched his king, Jesus, die on a cross. For all my sin and all my brokenness, the things that I can't deal with, Jesus paid the price for all that so I can have a relationship with my heavenly daddy, my heavenly father. And he spent a few days worrying, and in those times he betrayed Jesus, and lots of stuff went on. You can watch the AD or the Jesus series on Netflix if you want to and catch up on that way. And it turns out that on the third day, Jesus comes back to life, which he always said he would do. Peter's amazed because Jesus is returned. And that means that, you know, neither myself nor my sin nor anything can hold me back or separate me from the love of Christ, from God's love. Peter is now flung back into this kingdom-creating whirlwind where God didn't give up, but God showed up, and now this kingdom of grace can actually happen throughout the Israel, Mediterranean, throughout the world. Peter has his Jesus back. Jesus is about to leave again, but this time for good until he comes back one day. And Peter says goodbye, and now he's left to lead the people, to establish this community, this kingdom community, and bring grace to the world. So we pick ourselves up in this story where Peter has gone through all that in his life, and now it's his turn to show the way. Verse 14 says this, "And all the disciples, with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers and said," and he goes into a very inspiring, encouraging message about how we need to move forward. "Sometimes we need to stand." Now, you know, this message I'm about to bring to you is very simple, but I want you to understand, I feel like it's a word for us for the week. And if you're dialing in and tuning into this and you're not part of our community, then consider the fact that you're actually part of our family today, so welcome. But this is for you too. I think God is telling us today to do what Peter did. And in these days, stand up. I was actually studying the book of Acts. It's a really good book to read, especially because these disciples were often isolated, persecuted, similar to what's going on with us at the minute. And so I'm reading this, and I was in the garden. It was great sunshine just a week ago. And the kids were playing, and I was reading this just for my own soul food, really, just reading the Bible as I do casually. And God stopped me at this verse, that in those days, Peter stood up among the brothers, and he urged me to share this with you today. There's a time for us to be on our knees. So I'm reading a lot of headlines at the minute saying the NHS is on its knees. The economy is on its knees. The education system is on its knees. There's a lot of doom and gloom, and not all of it is fake news. Some of it is very real statisticians working all this stuff out. And there is a time, I think, a period of time that we have been through where we have been on our knees. Much like the disciples in verse 14, where they are praying together, asking God, okay, it's our turn now. God, what do you want us to do? You know, what you kind of put it on this. You're not here now. It's our response. You've given us power and authority. But how do we do this? There's a time for that. My wife, Hannah, who you saw before on screen, she shared with our staff team last week that there is, it's good to lament, and there is a time for lamenting. Lamenting means to reflect in grief or sorrow in order to move on with your life. So she was saying, don't diminish how you're feeling, recognize it, deal with it, and then move on to the purposes and plans God has got for your life. And I'm not diminishing the season that we've been on our knees. I'm not. But what I'm saying is, in these days, we should stand up. When I was a younger, sort of better looking person, I used to lead our youth ministry here at the church, and now they've got Kofi, who's much younger, better looking, and more intelligent than I am, and that's fine. I have no issues with that at all. But we used to have this saying, with our youth, and we used to say, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And I think I can speak the same truth to you today. If you, pay attention, my friend, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. Do you know who stood for something recently? Captain Tom. You know who Captain Tom is, don't you? It's the old bloke who raised tens of millions of pounds for the NHS. Phenomenal story, wonderful man, great family. And I think it's reawakened this sense of mission in our nation at the minute. If you're listening from abroad, you might not know who Captain Tom is, but he is now, he was 99, now he's 100 years old, and he decided to raise some money for the NHS in the middle of this coronavirus. And he said, I'm going to walk around and do a certain amount of laps in my pavement, in my garden, and I'm going to ask for sponsorship. Him and his family wanted £500, and it snowballed. Now it's more than £22 million for the NHS. And we all love this story, and we all love this man, because he represents something that we all want to be in this time, which is an answer, which is a solution, which is to be a hero. And Captain Tom, it was said that when he heard one day the news on the BBC, what was going on, he stood up and decided to do this. I'm hoping today there's going to be people hearing my voice that choose to do what Captain Tom did and that Peter did in this story, where you choose to stand up too. Before I bring this to a close, I want to create a moment a little bit later for us to respond to, but I just want you to know that Jesus stood for you. There's tons of people watching right now, whether it's on our Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or whether you're watching live with us at a scattered Sunday. And you've never said yes to Jesus. In fact, you feel like Peter about 5 minutes before Jesus walked into the harbour and chose him. There's a great story in the book of John, which is the book just before Acts, where Jesus actually saves a woman's life. A woman was thrown before Jesus. Jesus was sat teaching. A woman was thrown in front of him by the Pharisees, by the people, and said, she's committed adultery. We have to stone her by the law of the land. What do you think? Jesus actually saves her from execution. He says, look, if you've sinned before, then you can cast a stone. But if you've not, then you've no right to judge. And the people were like, oh, dang. I've done a lot wrong even today, so I'm not going to throw a stone at her. And he says to her, look, I don't condemn you, you know, but you can go free right now. We're all the woman in the story because we've all been caught short. You know what? We don't get everything right all the time, and we're not here to get everything right. You know, God meets us in the middle of our mess, and he sorts us out free of charge. And he says, do you know what? All the stuff you did and all the things that happened, do you know what? I don't condemn you for that. Instead, you can go free. Because I'm going to pay the price for you. I'm going to offer my life as a sacrifice in payment for all the sin, all the brokenness that you've done wrong. Did you know today you can be forgiven of that affair? Did you know that you can be forgiven for that hurt? Do you know that God can empower you to forgive yourself? and you can walk away free today. In the story in the book of John, it's actually written in there that Jesus stands up and protects this woman. Jesus stood for you. And if you're here and you're like, Ben, I want to respond to that. I love what you're saying, and I want to follow what's that. All you got to do is believe. That's all you got to do. There's no membership here in this community because we believe that we're a family. All you got to do is believe in your heart. I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and you're going to pray this out loud wherever you are, and you're going to believe it wholeheartedly. So come on, I'm going to say it with you to encourage you, and everybody else who's not responding, pray where you are right now in this one wonderful giant community that we've got that spans the globe now. Pray with us and pray for the people responding. So come on, let's pray together. You ready? Okay, let's say this together. Dear Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. Thank you for forgiving me. I'm sorry. I'm yours now. I'm free now. Amen. If you prayed that for the first time, welcome home. So many young men and young women, all generations have come back to know who Jesus is today. Maybe you were a Christian a long time ago and you've come back home. Maybe you've never heard this story of hope. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If that's you, I want you to do me a favor. Click that raise your hand button right now. Just click it on your screen. It's an anonymous thing and it lets our team know that there's people out there responding to Jesus for the first time or for the second, third time, whatever. Do that now. And as that's happening, come on, people in the chat, people online right now, message, say, welcome home. Well done. We love you. We celebrate you. This is great. The old has gone, the new has come. Forgiven, set free for a future. If you want prayer today or someone to talk to about the decision you've made, click the live prayer button. There is our team right now on the other end of your screen who are ready to receive you and to just talk, pray with you, support you, help you. Make sure you do that. Finally, I want to challenge us all and try and create a moment for you to decide to do something. I made the comparison where there's a time for us to lament and be on our knees, but there's now a time for us to stand up. There are people in your life that you need to stand up for. And this is more of a sort of pastoral thing I'm doing here. I'm talking to you really, friend to friend. I've noticed over the last few weeks that many people, especially those who have Jesus, who have hope, start to become quite melancholic and quite downcast. And some have even gone so into themselves that it has totally immobilized their mission, where they just feel like they're blending in, when God has called you to stand out. Now, I think we should shake off ourselves a little bit. Okay, I think we should get out of our own heads and look at the need around us and say, God, who is it that you want me to stand for? Because there are neighbors, there are relatives, there are people on your street, in your neighborhood, there are people online that need you to bring this message of hope and encouragement to. It might be dropping off food for them. It might be a simple keep in touch. Whatever, it might be big, it might be small, but let me tell you something today. It needs every single one of us, you and I, to get up off our knees and stand up in these days. It needs you to stand up. And whether you're a teenager, a child, whoever you are, I don't care. But I'm asking you today to take the mission. And in these days, no longer fall on your knees, but stand to your feet and stand up for the people that need you most. Dave, our senior leader, said that we will not become a church that is known what we are stood against. Instead, we're going to be a church known for what we stand for. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to stand. Many of us have been doing it, and I'm asking you to stand again. And many of us have fallen by the wayside in this time of lament. I'm telling you to get up off your sofa, get up off wherever you're stood, get up off your knees, and stand up for the people that need you most. So this is what I'm going to do. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to physically stand up. It seems a bit odd, I know, but I'm going to be doing the same as I watch this back. all across the world, all across the nation, the Northwest. Right now, there are hundreds of front rooms. And as you hear my voice, I'm going to count us down. And I want you to get up off your seat and stand up and raise your hands and say, Jesus, I'm standing up. Jesus, I'm standing. In these days, listen, I've been on my knees. I've been worried. I've been anxious. There's stuff been going on. But in these days to come, in this next season to come, I'm going to stand up. This is where I felt I needed to lead us to, my friend. This is where I felt we needed to go. So although it's a little bit weird standing up in your front room, what does that mean? It means more than you think. Because we're all Peter. We're all that woman. We're all Captain Tom. So I'm going to count us down. Are you ready? And we're going to do this together. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians said, stand firm and don't be moved. 3, here's the countdown. Jesus says in Luke 21, stand firm and you'll find life. 2, Solomon writes in Proverbs 10 that we shall stand forever. 1, stand up to your feet right now. Wherever you are, stand up. Get up on your feet right now and lift your hands and say, I'm standing up, Jesus. I'm standing up. That's right. Jesus, I pray for every person who stood right now that you would invigorate them with mission and purpose and vision and power, that we will reach the least, the last, and the lost. For all those that have felt forgotten about by the wayside, Lord, for all those people that have felt a sense of hopelessness and dread, I pray for every person here that they will be the light in the darkness, that they will be the hope on the horizon, that instead of just being on our knees and being the victim, Lord, we will be the victor, that we would stand for those who you are pressing on us, that we would stand for those who can't stand themselves. Lord, I pray for every street, every house, every family, every person, Lord, that you would invigorate us into the mission of your kingdom of grace. Lord, help us fall in love with your kingdom again as we stand up and as we fight this battle together. Amen. 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 Why don't you just hug someone in your front room? I don't know, grab a dog if there's no one with you. Just grab a pet. I don't know, give them a cuddle. Give them a high five. This is a special moment. We turn the tide to bring more hope than we ever have done before. So my question as I hand over is this: what are you standing up for? What is it that God has put on your life? What is the cur? What is that holy discontent that you have? What are you standing up for? I truly believe with all my heart that the best is yet to come, and we will see incredible stories as this kingdom of grace starts to ripple through our nation and beyond as people come home. Bless you.